All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
3 o'clock, great to have you. You missed our Juwan Howard soliloquy, Odyssey.com. Rewind, deal breakers coming up in an hour. I want to talk Lions, and I've got something for you. So hear me out on this. And then we'll try to have a conversation. So you heard in Luke's update, DJ Reader's in town. Now, DJ Reader is just a mean human. I mean, he is 340 pounds of just mean. It's the best way I can describe watching DJ Reader play football, both with Houston and Cincinnati. He is, when healthy, Ben, I can say with certainty, one of the top 15 defensive tackles in all of football. So then you ask yourself, okay, well, what's the catch here? What's the downside? Well, the downside is he's had one of the most difficult injuries to come back from, and he's had it twice, once on each leg. He has blown out his quad. He did it the first time in 2020. He did the other leg, I believe it was the right leg, this past year. So he's coming off of, at near age 30, it's a devastating injury. It's a really hard rehabilitation process, and if you don't believe me, you can ask DJ Reader, who has talked extensively about it in Cincinnati newspapers. I'm a nerd. Okay, there you go. The point I'm making is I have no qualms about signing this man if your doctors say he's good. Because if you put DJ Reader next to Aleem McNeil, you have told other teams this when they want to run the ball. No. Bitch. You ain't running the ball. Like, it's not happening. So I want to say I don't have reservations about the player when healthy. He's an awesome football player. And if you sign him, this would move. I'm not speaking for Rico. It's just me. I would take this from a C-plus offseason to a B-minus. Like, solid. A B-minus is not bad. You're not going to get in the A's unless you went out and landed a LeJarius Sneed, or you went out and did the unthinkable and got Danielle Hunter. Like, it's a solid, I could work around it. Now, here's the fear, Rico, and then I want to hear your grade. The fear is almost every player not named Amik Robinson has a huge injury profile. Carlton Davis has missed 16 games over the last 3 years. Marcus Davenport basically was out all of last year and has seemingly always been banged up. And now you'd bring in DJ Reader off of, and again, I'm not a doctor. If your doctors give this man a good deal and he, I will trust you. I will trust Brad Holmes. But that is my only concern is it is a collection of oft-injured guys or guys coming off of a catastrophic injury, which is a blown out quad. I mean, that's a really hard injury, and it would be his second one. But overall, I got nothing to tell you about the football player. He's awesome. I'm shocked the Bengals are letting him go.
But see, I wonder if it's a reason. Is there a reason why the Bengals are letting him go? Mike, I can't give it a B. I got to pull the John Jansen. This is the one I have to let it play out, because if he plays, and I'll even say, you know, if he can give you 12 games this year, then I'll give you your B. But if you're just bringing in high-priced damaged goods, again, I got to leave it at a C until I see him actually make an impact out on the field. Because it's almost becoming like this is a salvage yard where you can come and try to rehab here and get your career back in order. Instead of just going out and getting players who have a history. Let me realize, football's a violent game. Yep. I understand. People are going to get injured. But it's just you keep bringing in injured players hoping that they're going to rehab and get better here. I got to leave it at a C. Can I give it a B? Ask me later on in the season, and I can change my mind. If he actually plays, yes, you're right. It works. You're going to strengthen the defensive line. You're going to shut down the opponent's run game. But if he's on the sideline in street clothes, that's not helping your defense.
I know. The only thing I can tell you with DJ Reader, he is one of these oddly high-level and consistent players. There's just no variance. You know what you're getting when he plays. And outside of those two brutal injuries, he plays. I am fascinated. And I think the type of contract you pay him will tell you a lot. I mean, we talked to Eric Armstead yesterday, very similar to DJ Reader in age. And DJ Reader's a far better run defensive player. Armstead's the better pass rusher, but I think DJ Reader overall is a better football player.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Look, Rico, I just am, first of all, this week I'm exhausted. I don't know why I'm arguing with people when I tell you I like the players. I just don't have to love it. It's this weird psychosis in this city. But if you bring in DJ Reader, what will it accomplish? It's what we talked about is, well, first of all, DJ Reader's going to give you some interior pressure. Some. I don't want to get carried away, but some. DJ Reader's always got a knack of doing the splash thing. Like, you'll be watching Bengals games, and all of a sudden you'll see this 500-pound man murder a human, and he's in the backfield, and he eats the running back, and then the head goes rolling down the field. You're like, what the hell just happened? DJ Reader has a few of those every year where you're like, how? It would upgrade the D-line, which I thought was critical. And I can't tell you that Marcus Davenport does that. That's why I didn't want to bother with it. This, at least, I could tell you. If their doctors say, okay, on paper, I'll say, all right, I'm good. I'm with you. We only know once we get to camp and once we get to the season.
Right. And then if this was the only person they brought like that, I would say, okay, the Lions know something. He's going to heal up. But the fact that the Bengals were like, okay, well, I'm going to Detroit. Okay. You want us to drive you to the airport? Here, just take the bag. Don't worry about coming back. As a matter of fact, we're going to have your replacement signed before you even hit the tarmac. So, you know, that I'm a little apprehensive because how Cincinnati reacted to that. It was no fight. It was almost like, okay, see you. You can go to Detroit.
They already have. Now, this might be foreshadowing in a positive way. The Bengals have brought in a couple of D tackles today. Does that foreshadow that they believe Reader's gone? That the Detroit thing is kind of a
Right. That's why I think that they know he's gone, but the fact that they're not putting up a fight to try to keep him.
Look, man, again.
Good players. I mean, you saw what just happened with the Chargers. We thought they were going to release everybody.
I think it's easier
and
to not.
They found a way to bring them all
I
back.
Think it's easier to not bring back a player when he's missed two of the seasons he's played for you. I think that's an easier move on that side of the fence than it is if you're the Lions. If you're the Lions, you're probably only getting him because of the quad injury last year.
Yeah.
I want to give it a flyer. I really do like the player. But I'm with you in that even bringing back Mosley. If I give you four players that you have decided to bring back to this team, two of them are coming off devastating injuries. Another is coming off a lost season and a guy who's always nicked. Any other guy's missed 16 games in 3 years, no less than four games a year. I can't fight Rico, guys. If you want to fight him, God bless. I think your concerns are valid. They're my concerns. Yeah. I'm saying on paper, if it plays out, Reader is a difference maker. He is. So I want to know where Lion fans are at. What do you make of this? If the offseason would be complete after a DJ Reader signing, what's the approval rating? 248-539-9797. David, you're nodding your head a little bit. What's going on?
Because it's interesting because I truly believe you guys are saying the same thing, but it's just that injury question mark.
No, Mike's buying the stock a little earlier.
Correct. He's trusting what the doctors of the Lions would say and say, you know what? Yes, we're good with this. So you have to trust their decision and move with it and say, on paper, this is what we have. I believe we have the best of DJ Reader coming up this season. I'm just leaning more towards Rico and saying, I'm not sure that he's going to be healthy enough to do what he needs to do for this team. And it doesn't change my mind on their offseason if they sign him.
David, some of this could just be a bias on my part because I'm just tired of seeing players, injured players, getting signed. I want to see somebody that you don't have to worry about. They can just come in training camp and they're ready to go. Not, okay, we got to rehab them. We got to kind of watch them and make sure. I'm frustrated. If I'm a Lions fan, I'm frustrated because I'm going to say this again. You had the money to go and be a big boy team, and you chose poverty. I don't know why. You chose to walk in there and say, I'm broke. Can I use a coupon? Can I use a discount instead of just paying full price?
And I like the player. It is a risk. I guess for me, I have to accept that they're going to sign a bunch of injured people every year, and this is what they do. Do I wish it was Danielle Hunter? Sure I do.
This is our life now. Injured players.
Pretty much.
Uplifting stuff, man.
Yeah, but Kenny, here's the deal. Like, I'm not trying to play both sides of the fence. I'm stating a fact that the injury profile concerns me, but what I'm giving more credit to is that DJ Reader is a really good football player who's played at a really high level for pretty much his whole career. 2020, misses the year with the quad. Last year, God, what week did he hurt? It might have been week 6. The point is, at least as a player, I know what I'm getting. Because you know what? Unlike Carlton Davis, whose play has slipped. Sorry, I hate to bring facts to the table.
You just hate him.
No, I don't. I didn't like his comments yesterday.
Oh, no, man. You're white media.
You know, sometimes you're doing the post-game interview and you just get hit with a pie. That's me right there. I drove in 3. Had a couple base hits. Still got sabotaged by a teammate. 248-539-9797.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.